Yes, it's not a question when you're young, you know, if you have the possibility to go out. I was like, you know, very innocent when I was young, just wanted to play football. I wasn't really caring much about school and stuff like this, something I regret now. So when I had the opportunity to think about professional football, yeah, it just came along and try as hard as possible to succeed.
So you worked hard, but you had a talent and you were lucky.
In a way, yeah, I was lucky. I was blessed with that. And when I had the opportunity to obviously play and being paid for that, it was amazing.
What are your school friends doing who didn't have a great football talent or whatever and are still there?
Yeah, so that's what I mean. You had to work and find something to pay the bills, you know. So some friends work in insurance company, some association and stuff. So it's yes, I'm aware of how it could be to get a job, and that's not easy.
And some unemployed.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And do you find it? I often wonder about this. You must be in a situation where, you know, you have been extremely well paid, and your friends know that. It creates a difficult situation. If they're unemployed, you've got lots of money, they've got very little money. How does that work?
Yeah, it could be awkward, you know, even for even family point, you know, because you can't solve every problems or every members of a family of or entourage or your friends and all that. So it could be hard because sometimes they see a easy get out, you know, by seeing me and have the memories of a relationship, you know. So
School
it's
friends,
yeah, school friends
yeah.
coming back. But I think I've been lucky with a kind of respect, and they all understand. So I've been okay. But I know some of my teammates, yeah, struggling with that because some come from African country. You know, they got 100 or 200 people who wait for paycheck or something.
Really? Yes, I mean,
Yes.
they end up with a huge number of people dependent on them.
Yeah, it's massive, and so many people who think that could be selfish sometimes in a way. You know, it's most of the time when they come back, they have to help like quite a few people.
You come from France, you play for France, you're French, you're working in England for many years. How do you see the difference?
I see it through success first, because for some reason the French jobs, you know, are not well balanced in a way. You could see not as many colors in some departments, and it does reflect maybe on the way we deal with the society. And I don't think it's the same in England. You could see anything could happen, even if you're a punk or grunge or whatever. It's everyone have their chances.
Right, so you're saying England is Britain is less conformist?
Yes, I think so. I definitely think so. That's my own view. My opinion is alimented by the talk with other French people who've been working in England. This is definitely the same opinion.
So do you find it easier to live in London than Paris?
I could say that's for sure that I'm not in a well position because I'm playing football and I'm well paid. So I
Right.
could say that some friends who come here will say that find a job, it could be easier, but still you have to work really hard, you know, and to make a living. But still opportunities, when you're lucky and you find the right spot, you know, in your job, you get away with things.
Right, so Britain's less conformist, but it's tougher. It's a tougher environment
Yes,
to make a
it
living.
is. Yeah, it is tougher, that's for sure. But on the same terms, as I said, it's not based on colors or stuff like this. It's all about a reward and hard work.
Right, and so are you extending that point about conformism to say that, you know, there's more racism in France? Is that your experience?
Yes, it's hidden in a way. So they're not going to express it loud and clear, even if you see that in a vote, you know, with 18%. So it showed that people try to send a clear message on that.
Now then, tell me this: you've written your book, and you've been doing interviews in the UK, and you've been doing interviews in France. How do the questions differ?
It was more interviews into the sport related, you know. It was really a sport thing, you know. In France,
France ask
so
you about sport?
yeah, a bit more. How was the player in a way? Than in England, is more general and
Politics, culture,
everything.
society.